So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What? Give it to you, extra, give it to you. Ah! Anyhow. So there's on Twitter, there's a name challenge. I've called Nick Sirianni a douche knuckle. Which I think he is. But James says he's got a better name, a douche canoe. I think I'm going douche knuckle.
A douche canoe?
A douche canoe. Yeah, that's what James, I can't pronounce his last name. A douche canoe or a douche knuckle.
I feel like I've heard douche nozzle, too.
Douche nozzle?
I think I've heard of douche nozzle.
You want to throw that into the mix?
No, not really.
Okay, I like Mount knuckles. Rushmore of douche names for Nick Sirianni. I'm just trying to figure
douche
out.
Canoe.
Like, I always try to figure out. What would we do if here, right?
Right.
How would we react?
I don't think
if
we'd be calling for his firing.
I think we would.
Really?
Yeah.
Off the whole resume the last 5 years.
All right, so look, the resume is great. From a percentage standpoint, Nick Sirianni is the winningest coach in the history of the Eagles. I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jalen Hurts, I know people argue this with me all the time, is the best quarterback they've ever had, acknowledging he did not play great this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that guy play money good in not one but two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl runs.
Big game player.
I know that Jalen Hurts, bingo, is a big game player.
He certainly is.
That offense was broken all year, which tells me one thing about Nick Sirianni I do like and respect. Kevin Petula is apparently his best friend. That dude's loyal to his best friend because he had ample opportunity this year to demote or fire his best friend and said, I'm not doing it. Even though the offense sputtered all year long. All right, I think it was the sixth game this year that Jalen Hurts did not throw for more than 200 yards in a game in a passing league. Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the offense is broke, as we like to say, which is why I think Eagle fans would be fully supportive of Stefanski, of Harbaugh, of Mike McDaniel, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, I happen to have a coaching combination that I think would work very well together.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. You know, everyone right last week was saying that the Raiders are looking to hire Flores as the head coach and Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that was something that Tom Brady supports, and you know, that they may go in that direction. Brian Flores runs the defense. He's head coach. And Brian Daboll comes in as OC. We all agree.
Makes
smart.
Sense. Yeah.
I got one I think's better. Yeah.
A better head coach,
head coach, coordinator combination.
Okay.
And you can pick which guy's the head coach and which guy is, I guess, assistant head coach, but real more coordinator.
Sure.
I think I've got it. What if I told you Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
How about that combination?
I think it's.
They were together in San Francisco.
Together in San Francisco.
Before Saleh came here.
Right. I think Saleh's the head coach, McDaniel's the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
I mean, that's how I would view it. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you would be hard pressed to find better coaches throughout the league on their side of the ball, right? We're going to find out about one of them as head coach.
Sure.
Saleh would be the guy I would pick to be the head coach. But he's doing an incredible job in San Francisco. And even with the failures of Miami over the last couple of years, I don't think there's any doubt. Mike McDaniel is an incredible offensive mind.
Okay, so stop there for a second.
I love it.
Okay. Play this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just said you love it.
Love it.
I heard you say it. Ever heard you say it? You love it.
I love it.
That I'm a genius. No one else is giving you that. I gave it to you, okay? The Giants somehow, not their fault, don't sign Harbaugh. While they're trying to get Harbaugh, Stefanski signs somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
As a Giant fan, you want a combination of Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel, since you said you love it. How about I give it to you? I'll give it to you high and hard. Is that what you want or no? Yay or nay?
I like it low and slow, but
You just said you love it.
I do love it.
So I'm giving you something you love.
Well,
how's that?
I don't know if I want to bring Robert Saleh back to New York. I love McDaniels, the offensive coordinator.
I thought he did fine in New York. He handled himself fine.
No, I know, but it just...
You're taking a failed rerun.
Yeah, that's the only
hard
thing.
Hard for you to do.
I mean, it's really hard for me to be for me to do. And I think the fan base is going to have like the grace period for that hire.
Nothing.
Is nothing.
I agree.
Like, he gets no grace period.
You want
period
that defense
whatsoever
to play better, that's the guy to do it. You want that offense to play with a young quarterback, that's the guy to do it.
I could think of worse. I could think of worse.
Yeah.
But specifically for the Giants, I don't love it. Mike McDaniel's offensive coordinator, love it. Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator, love it. I don't know if I love
just
either.
Just not as the head coach.
Nah, I don't think I can do it.
All right, interesting.
But I do like it for other teams.
Yeah, just,
I think for Cleveland, that'd be a good hire.
You.
Yeah. Looks good on you. I would never wear it, of course, but it looks great on you.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks great on you.
But I think it's a good combo.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Stevie.
That's smart thinking.
Is in Marlboro on the fan. Stevie, what do you got, kiddo? Steve? Come on, man.
Steve.
This ain't complicated.
Come on.
All right, goodbye to Steve. Let's say hi to Mike in Bayside. Michael, you're on the fan. How are you?
Craig's on. Yo, do we need to make a show that it's all jingles?
Yeah.
Like the jingle about the news and sports, and then the callers jingle back.
I like
about
it. Anyway. I like it. Just a same show, like Cop Rock.
I'm patenting that right now. It's on record.
Done.
But and then speaking of weird shows, you want to get McGonagall? I called you during the summer. And like you were talking about baseball and stuff, and I'm like, hey, did you hear the Pope just died? And then your show just turned into 4 hours of Pope.
Was it?
I don't know about 4 hours, but
he
yes.
did Pope talk?
No, it did. No. It was like 1:45 when I called you. I was listening at 5:45. It was like a Pope obituary.
Yeah.
I was joking. I'm like, do you think Mike Francesa will come back and do
that's
his shows?
Got
when he's
it.
Looking at
got
Pope?
It. You know what's weird about it?
One of my favorite shows, not only was Mike known as the sports Pope, but one of my favorite shows when there was a week where Mike was, we were covering the next Pope.
The Pope.
Like, he would talk about it.
The white cloud.
Yeah, I know.
Every day, like, something would come up. We went through the candidates.
Wait, remember the,
like,
remember the
Mike covered it like
the,
it was a sporting event. And I remember thinking
with the camera on the smoke.
Yeah.
On the little chimney.
I just remember it. Yeah, go ahead. You want to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, Craig, first of all, I'm glad you're back.
Thank
I love you. I'm going to admit, I'm a problem gambler. And I do, when I do get out of hand with the gambling, I do go listen to some of your shows.
If I could make one recommendation, you might want to just stop gambling if you can.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let's not go into that. But and speaking of gambling and being frustrated about gambling, I mean, let me tell you what my takeaway is from you and hello, my name is Craig. Never do anything illegal or stupid when you're gambling.
Yes.
And never gamble like more than 5% of your take-home pay. Like, if you just do that, you're probably not going to get in trouble with it.
That's probably fair. You still have a problem, but you're not going to go to jail.
Yeah. Like, even me. Like, I'm a single guy, 48 years old. Like, it's okay if I... I'm obsessed with sports and gamble on soccer and whatever.
No. I got to stop you there. If you're single and have some extra income to spend, what do you call it? Dispendable.
Yeah.
Expendable?
I think expendable.
Expendable?
Expendable income sounds better to me. Today.
If you have expendable income and you're single and you've got your bills paid, I'm not suggesting you can't do it recreationally responsibly. All good. When you cross the line... and start betting on soccer, talk to somebody, all right? Because there was one night at 3 o'clock in the morning when I thought I was wagering on a Tijuana dog race. I don't know if the dogs existed, but I bet on them. That's when you know you might have a problem.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that.
Tijuana dog race.
Because I don't want every show to be about my gambling pass. I appreciate you listening to the Sunday morning show.
He sounded like someone
who
wanted to just justify his, the way he gambled.
He's like, I know I got a problem, but I mean, Ronaldo was playing. What am I not going to bet 1-1?
Yeah. There's going to be a nil in there somewhere.
Do you know, did you know when you gamble on soccer that you can bet on a tie? And so, in other words, you can bet win, loss, tie.
Yeah.
So, let's say you bet on Real Madrid, whatever, to win. If it's 1-1 at the end of regulation, you lose.
Really?
Yep. That's right. I'm just put out there.
I don't know soccer enough to bet on it.
You know enough soccer, nobody scores.
Yeah, pretty much.
Take the under.
Take the under.
I assume that's always the thing to do. I wonder if they must have over-unders in soccer. I imagine they do.
I
don't recommend you doing it.
No.
I once bet on ping pong. I don't recommend you doing that.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you even get?
It's called an addiction.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
That's what it's called. That's why it's called an addiction. Because there's no reason
on the other side
to bet on ping pong.
No.
You know, by the way, in the state of Colorado, there's more money bet on ping pong than any sport other than football.
Really?
Yep. How about that?
How does that make sense?
Football's king, obviously.
Right.
But in the state of Colorado, there is more money wagered on ping pong than any sport other than football.
Is there a league out there that's specific to Colorado? Is it something?
No.
Because,
like European ping pong.
Yeah.
Like Marty Supreme crap.
Because ski lodges have a ton of ping pong tables?
No, so it's not even in there. They bet on somewhere else. Yeah, not like in-state.
Well, I'm saying, no, but is that why they love it? Because there's so many, you know.
I don't know. It's probably the marijuana they're smoking, I'm assuming.
Maybe that's it.
Here's it. Mario in Long Beach on the Fan. Mario, what's cooking?
Craig, what's going on? A good show as always, you know.
Thank you.
Just real quick.
Some say it's the best show. I'm not that guy, but there are people already saying it.
Yeah. Two points. First of all, about the head coach, and then I got a great thing to tell you about Otani, where you hit the nail right on the head.
All
so
right.
First, on the coaching, right? The thing that you said, was it yesterday or the day before about the things that Harbaugh wanted, the four things, the $20 million for him, $10 million for his staff, every personnel decision.
Yes.
And the last thing.
His own GM
right?
Yeah.
Now, do we really think that if he wants to come to the Giants that they're going to fire Shane just because he wants to? And
no.
Here's another thing.
I do think this. I'm not going to hang up on you. What I've been reading from the insiders, and I don't claim to be an insider, I'm not, with the New York Giants by a long shot, is that the rub now on Joe Shane is that Joe Shane is willing to adapt whatever his role is if that's the only way to get Harbaugh in the door. Which means he's a team guy and a company first guy. So there's not, although Harbaugh saying, I want this guy to be my general manager, does not necessarily preclude Joe Shane from being employed by the Giants in some other capacity or co-GM or something like that.
If Harbaugh says, I want final say over personnel decisions, Joe Shane's adaptable to changing his role inside the organization.
Seems like
he'll still be the GM.
Right.
But if we're on equal footing and ultimately you win the tiebreaker, I'll live in that world.
Which, by the way, that happened last year with Dable.
Yeah.
Third round, right? He acquiesced to Dable wanting the quarterback. So he's done
the
it before.
He was willing to give up on. Yeah.
So, let me give you my Otani thing real quick before you hang up.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's very interesting, right, because you're talking about how this whole thing went down, and I read it. I'm a retired vice president at a bank.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that I used to handle a lot was wire transfers. They said that this interpreter wire transferred the money out of Otani's account and made believe he's him.
Correct.
Now, I know the procedure for wire transfers because I was part of it.
Yeah.
There is no way in the world that anybody can make $1 million wire transfer out of somebody's account and not be them. It's impossible. They have all these bells and whistles in there. It's impossible.
I can tell you that, while I respect your experience as the VP of a bank, I can tell you I did it. So I know it can happen. So that when I was being a knucklehead and transferring crazy amounts of money for gambling, I basically signed 50 blank wire transfer sheets, and they kept it in a drawer at the bank. And the bank at no point asked me to come in or verify that it was me calling them to actually fill out the rest of the form. So I think
the money was coming out of your account, though, right?
Yeah, but the reality is that...
No, but there's a difference. He's taking it out of somebody else's account, though. There's no... They just did you a favor because they know you. They said, all right, sign these forms. You don't have to be here. I still know it's you because you're the one who told me to do it. But in this case, he just stole the money out of the person's account. Different set of circumstances.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. That's fair. But I guess the point I was making is that while there are bank rules for 99.9% of us,
right,
depending on how much money you have, how often you're in the bank, and a personal relationship that you create with the bank, there's a small, small, tiny, tiny percentage of people that are allowed or able to do something that most people can't do.
Right.
Now, you're right. What I did, I signed 50 blank wire transfer sheets, but it was all on my own accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd call the bank up and say, hey, I need to send you X amount of dollars to this casino or that casino or whatever it may have been.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you have to be there in person and sign the wire transfer.
Right.
They just had 50 blanks
right.
with my signature on it.
May I also be naive for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, because I understand why Major League Baseball might...
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I want to downplay this, and certainly Ohtani would want to downplay this. There was an investigation done by the federal government. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's as obvious as this is an impossible thing to do, how did they clear Ohtani? Like, what would the FBI and the federal government's incentive be to just clear Ohtani for no reason?
They have no incentive.
Well, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The reason so, like, he got cleared is because the interpreter changed the story.
I understand that, but my point is he's saying it's impossible for someone to wire these transfers without Ohtani's knowledge. So why would the federal government clear him if it was impossible?
Well, it's not.
If what happened is impossible to have happened.
In his experience, he never saw it or did
it. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm telling you that it can be done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
I'm saying the federal government said that's
Joe
what
Ohtani.
Happened.
Ohtani.
Right.
All right.
The federal government said this guy robbed Ohtani.
Yes, well,
to
be
fair. Or at least they've cleared Ohtani of
to be fair,
lying.
The chronological order, that's important.
Right.
Ipe came out first and said, I stole the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Ohtani. Yeah, he stole the money. So when you have the guy admitting to a crime,
they're
investigation
not
ends.
That hard? Okay.
Why would you? Right? I got other cases.
Well, because it's impossible to do what he did, apparently.
No, but it's not.
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You would think it is.
Right.
And maybe the bank he ran, he wouldn't have allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
But he also never had Ohtani's money in his bank.
Right.
Right?
I agree.
We've all seen enough movies. Some of them are true. Not all of them, of course, but
not
some are true.
Them.
Yeah. That's what happens. By the way, you want to be mad at Ohtani? I'll give you a reason to be mad at Ohtani. So over the weekend, they were giving some group of people a tour of Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute. Is that Shohei Ohtani? Which would be a great thrill, right?
Of course.
You're a Dodger fan, maybe looking at season tickets.
Surprised
and whatever it is. And lo and behold, there he is in the outfield. Number 17, the great Shohei Ohtani. But the story doesn't end there, folks.
What'd he do?
Shohei Ohtani thought it was a bark in the park day at Dodger Stadium. And his dog dropped the deuce right there in the outfield.
In front of everyone?
In front of a group of people thinking about getting season tickets.
He does love his dog.
It goes back to what I've said for a long time. Nobody wants your dog on their field or in the section or seat next to them. We all love our dogs, But if I go to a baseball game, I don't want your dog taking a dump on my field or next to me, sir.
There is just something patently ridiculous and funny about the idea of Ohtani, first of all, being at Dodger Stadium in the middle of the winter.
Yes.
And he's just there with his dog, like letting him run all over the field.
The dog's having his way with Dodger Stadium. And then the best part, and I give Ohtani credit for this.
Yeah.
He did not summon a groundskeeper to pick up his dog's mess.
Mm-hmm.
He cleaned it up himself.
Well,
that your dog.
Total redemption. So he picks up his own dog poop. The guy could pay anyone.
Small dog.
I understand.
Small
that.
Dog. Small dog.
Small poop.
Small poop. Big dog.
Yeah, but he could be paying.
Big poop.
Right.
That's right.
But he could be paying someone a lot of money just to pick up his dog poop.
Yeah, he could have summoned a groundskeeper. Right. Clean this mess up. Mm-hmm. I'm Shohei Ohtani. That's what he could have done. That was just for you.
That was just for me. And I appreciate it.
You're so rich. Here's Rich and Beth Page on the Fan. Rich, what's up?
What's up, Rich?
Hey, Craig, welcome back.
Thanks. What's going on?
Since it was correct Craigie Day on the Indians versus the Guardians, I wanted to let you know that it's not Napla Joey, it's Napla Joie. He was
shut up.
Have fun, Craig.
Thanks for the call. Don't I get credit for even having it close? Napla Joey, Napla Jay.
Napla
Jay. That was the dude's name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right there with the Cleveland Naps. Wasn't that like one of the original?
The Cleveland Naps at first, and then they did a fan vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to, 50s, I guess? Mm-hmm. I can be off on when. They did a fan vote, though, and the fans voted Indians. So, and it was all on the up and up. The issue with the Indians became Chief Wahoo, the caricature.
Because
the caricature made fun of Native American, like a stereotypical Native American look. The name Indian was not offensive to anyone that I know of.
Right.
It was the caricature of Chief Wahoo was like buck teeth and cartoonish.
Yeah.
So, look, I get that. If you're like, why am I represented by that?
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
But now they're attacking like Long Island high schools. Did you see that story the last couple of years? Like, you played ball there growing up.
I did.
In what town again?
Franklin Square.
Yeah. So, I think it actually, they did get rid of a bunch of the Native American mascots and nicknames.
I think so. I think even Warriors.
I'm not sure which county or both. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you were just called Warriors and the logo was like a headdress or something, that was it,
So, I don't know.
It is what it is.
Things you should probably worry about, but what do I know? Tony's in Bayonne on the Fan. Tony, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
C-Mac, I got to ask you something.
Sure.
All right, so Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl already.
He has.
If you remember back, Francesca would always say when there was a coach hiring going on and there was a winning Super Bowl winning coach available, he always bring up the stat, no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with a second team.
Right.
You know, Parcells went twice, Shula, whatever.
Always one of the first or second round questions in the Super Bowl trivia.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it was always. Okay. That was always one of the ones he would ask.
You might want to come up with new questions. I
mean. Yeah, no, he loved that one. That one came up a lot.
That was a favorite
of his. Yeah, and the guy Schwei would go through every year all these millions of questions that he would write forever, and then it would be the same three he asked every
Tony,
year.
Tony, I wonder why you asked that question, because you don't think Harbaugh.
Right, because no coach has ever done it.
Break
no
the code
coach
on that.
Has ever won a Super Bowl, gone somewhere else, and went and won a second
Super
Bowl. Yeah.
The
idea is it can't happen. Why bother? He's already won his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's not going to win it for another organization.
Yeah, I got it. Now I got it.
Right.
It took me a second to catch up to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
I agree. I mean, it's factually accurate. It's never happened.
It's factually accurate. Okay.
It's not something that would scare me off hiring Harbaugh or another coach who's won a Super Bowl.
You would think that it would have happened, right?
No,
Have you done the research on this?
No, I know. I mean, I know.
Holmgren went
with Seattle.
That's the Bill Cowher stolen Super Bowl.
Correct. Terrible calls.
I mean, the referees handed that to Jerome Bettis and Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
And while Bill Cowher hates me saying it, he's never won a Super Bowl on merit.
He doesn't like that?
How small that sweatshirt is.
It is right at the belt line. It is. It's right there.
I'm saying. So he went.
If he would have raised his hands.
Hey, belly button.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. I'm trying to think. Who else has come close? Andy Reid's been close.
Right.
But he obviously didn't win with Philly.
He didn't. Yeah, he went to the Super Bowl and then won with Kansas City. Right. There's others. Dick Vermeil went to the Super Bowl.
Went in 80 with Philly,
yep.
And then won with the Rams,
yeah.
But didn't win both.
There are others.
I guess you're right. I guess
Parcells won with the Giants, went with the Patriots.
Right.
There are a handful. I'm trying to think. I think there's others. But no one's ever won with two franchises.
Jimmy Johnson didn't.
No.
I'm just thinking about guys that had success that, you know, were at multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good little set.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it can happen.
No,
like, at some point, you figure someone's going to break the code on that.
Right.
Maybe it'll be Johnny Harbaugh and the Giants.
Let's do it.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Well, look, he dodged a couple bullets this weekend.
Well, I think that's the main...
You may have dodged all three.
Like, that's what... As a Giant fan, I can tell you I went to bed, like, figuring on Saturday. I'm like, well, I mean, I think Green Bay's opening up. And then Philadelphia and all the noise around that. I was like, geez, I mean... Other than Buffalo, the three we were really concerned of, two out of the three lost.
Yeah.
And Green Bay in disastrous fashion. So the idea that we got the news, I don't know, sometime around 8 a.m., 9 a.m., that they're looking to re-sign him, I mean, that was great news.
I wonder this. Maybe I'm alone. It's certainly possible.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Green Bay had an owner, is there a greater likelihood after that debacle and fourth quarter collapse against a hated rival, who, as we said on Friday, had not beaten the Packers in a playoff game since 1941, the week after the Pearl Harbor attacks.
Mm-hmm.
If there was actually an owner and not a community-led type of scenario like we have in Green Bay, don't you think there's a greater likelihood that LaFleur would be on his ass today?
I guess. I mean, right? There's no doubt. It's a brutal loss, and to the Bears.
If you own the Packers, you'd be forever. Like, enough of this crap. Seven years, we haven't won a title, and he just embarrassed us in Chicago. I think if they had an owner, mm-hmm. I think he's gone. I do.
Maybe. I mean, it's enough. There's no question. There are owners who would be pissed off enough.
I'd be like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Like, if
then,
you were
but
an
then
owner,
we also will turn
what
around
kind of owner would you be? Would you be the kind of like.
An excellent one.
Nah, I'm not talking about that. Would you be more of a George Steinbrenner type owner?
Mm-hmm.
A Mark Cuban type owner? Or a Rooney type owner?
Hmm.
Like, totally patient, I'll stick through the bad times because I believe you are the guy. Or would you be more of the hothead, you're fired, get out of my office? Which guy would you be?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be the hothead.
No?
I think I'd be more...
So McAdoo would still be the Giants head coach if you're the owner?
No, McAdoo wouldn't still
he would
be
not?
The head coach.
You sure?
No, yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure about that one.
Yeah?
No, see, I guess that's not true because I wanted everybody fired other than Brian Daboll.
Yeah, you're very quick to fire coaches. You are very quick.
Me?
Yeah, no regard for the wives, the children, the reputation, the family.
None of that.
You are very quick to pull fire trigger.
Well, I think the minute I have a firm belief on what the coach is capable of, like, I don't think the upcoming season and what is on the horizon for the New York Jets, that Aaron Glenn is the right man for that particular job.
You and I agree.
So I would move on from him. Not because I think he's a bad guy or can't become a good head coach. I think the specific need and the timing of what's about to happen with the New York Jets, he has shown me no reason to have any faith he could be that guy. So I would move on from him.
Yeah.
Like, even Brian Daboll. I at least could point to something. I knew they were going to be drafting a young quarterback. That's what he did in Buffalo. That's why he was hired. They never really gave him that opportunity. That's why I wanted to let him have that opportunity. I don't know what you could argue with Aaron Glenn. And as far as LaFleur or any of these other coaches we're talking about, Sirianni, I could tell you right now, I would never fire him. Never.
If you're the Eagles owner.
If I'm the Eagles owner, I'm not even considering it.
Okay.
Not even considering
he considered it 2 years ago.
Like, unless I literally have had...
Almost did it.
Unless I've had dealings with him that I don't know.
Right.
But I view him as some
or
sort
he's
of...
he's bad for the franchise
right, if
publicly.
I just think,
that kind
if
of
I honestly believe your assessment or the people who tell you like that he's not a really good football man,
I think
then
the
my conversations with him...
Knuckle.
Right.
That's
in my conversations
assessment.
With him, it's impossible to get along with him. I think he's a bad guy
yeah.
or a bad head coach who's been skating off of the labor and fruits of my excellent GM. I mean, maybe, but from a distance, his resume over 5 years, I don't know how you can ask more from anyone.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you were the Jets owner,
yes.
would you have signed Bailey Zappe today?
No.
See?
I would have sat Level one out.
A good owner.
What's the rush to sign him in this
like, oh my God, we can't get Bailey Zappe.
For everything. Like, why? Why? He's not going to play.
With you.
He's not. They have
Dude,
no
intent. I agree 100%.
There's no chance of
Where?
Him being
he was
the
with
giant,
the Browns
the Jets
this year, right? Browns practice
Kansas,
squad?
Was he Kansas City?
I think he was with the Browns. I think the Browns brought him in because there's that one point where they elevated him.
The picture I saw of him was with the Kansas City uniform.
I mean, I could draw a picture and put him in a Cowboy uniform. Like the picture I saw.
Oh, he was with the Browns.
Another sports point over here. Boy, I'm killing you right now.
You're it's killing
like me. I won week one and winning week
two. He was with Kansas City for both teams. He was with Kansas City for both teams. He was with both teams this
Royals
year.
Royals and Chiefs?
Kansas City and Browns.
He's the new Dion, huh?
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 888-808-1019. If you're tired of dealing with neck pain, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. You know who they are. Dr. Shah, Dr. Koh, Dr. C. DePara. They got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston. And here's the best part. Non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments, real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. 5-star reviews are in the thousands. Trust Samwell. Turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to samwellpain.com. That's samwellpain.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Operating engineers, Local 825, are the men and women who make our region move. Whether it's roads, bridges, or your favorite team stadium, they build and maintain the critical transportation, water, and energy infrastructure we rely on. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the signatory contractors and the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.